Hello, everyone. On this Good Friday, we're going to meditate on the 3 hours of darkness, which Matthew, Mark, and Luke all note. In Matthew 27, verse 45, we read, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour." In Mark 15, verse 33, we read, "And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour." And in Luke 23, verses 44 and 45, we read, "And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened." 3 hours of darkness, from the sixth hour, which is noon, to the ninth hour, which is 3 in the afternoon. What an unusual time for darkness. Those are the brightest hours of the day, when the sun shines in all of his strength upon the earth. And we know that Good Friday was a sunny day. We know that because Luke mentions what happened to the sun, which means that they could see the sun to observe that it was darkened. And that means that Good Friday then was not a gray and cloudy day, but it was a bright day, a fresh, glorious spring day. And on that beautiful Friday, just when the sun reached his apex, darkness descended over all the land. A very, very unusual time for darkness. And not only was it an unusual time for darkness, but the darkness itself was unusual. It was not like the darkness of a solar eclipse. When there's a solar eclipse, there's a gradual darkening of the sky over the span of some minutes. But even in a total eclipse, there always remains some light to see by. But on Good Friday, this was 3 hours of pitch black darkness. And the darkness on Good Friday was not even like the darkness of midnight, because even during the darkness of midnight, there are still the lesser lights of the moon and the stars that illuminate the dark of the night. But on Good Friday, even the greater light of the sun itself was darkened. And apparently, the light of the sun was not darkened by something obscuring it and crossing its path, but it was darkened itself. The sun itself was extinguished and turned to darkness. Luke says the sun was darkened. Not only was this an unusual time for darkness, not only was this an unusual darkness itself, but the extent of this darkness was unusual. The darkness extended over all the land, according to Matthew, over the whole land, according to Mark, and over all the earth, according to Luke. And that means that the darkness was not a regional darkness, only affecting Jerusalem, let's say, or Judea, or perhaps the whole Mediterranean, but this was a darkness that settled upon all the earth, so that there was no light in any land under heaven. Everything was dark. 3 hours of darkness, unusual darkness, unnatural darkness. No earthly explanation can be given to it. The only explanation is heavenly, because the 3 hours of darkness was a miracle of our God. And so, for a few moments, let us draw near to God in reverent fear, to learn the truth of the 3 hours of darkness. Why was the earth covered in darkness? Because Jehovah himself had descended to the earth in judgment. That's the key to the darkness. It was judgment. When Jehovah comes in judgment, he comes surrounded by thick darkness. We read that in Psalm 97, verse 2, "Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne." When God came to judge Egypt in the 10 plagues, he came in darkness. The 9th plague, recorded in Exodus 10, verses 21 through 23, was this: "The Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. Jehovah in the darkness had come to judge Egypt. That's the way it is for all of the wicked outside of Christ who perish and are cast out from his presence. We read in Matthew 8, verse 12, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And again in Matthew 22, verse 13, "Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And again in Matthew 25, verse 30, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." When Jehovah judges, there is darkness. That's the way it will be in the last days when Jehovah sends plagues upon the wicked in the earth again. We read in Revelation 16, verse 10, "And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain." In the last days, Jehovah will come to judge with darkness. And that darkness will be present at the final judgment, at the last day of the last days, as we read in Joel 2, verses 1, 2, and 31. "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the terrible day of the Lord come." At the end of time, Jehovah in darkness will come to judge. On Good Friday, there were 3 hours of darkness at noon because Jehovah had descended upon the earth in righteous judgment. That means that the 3 hours of darkness were the darkness of the last day. It was the darkness of the final judgment. It was the darkness of Jehovah's day of wrath. Zephaniah 1 verse 15, "That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness." On Good Friday, Jehovah descended from heaven in darkness to judge. What had Jehovah come to judge on that Good Friday? He had come to judge his church. He had come to judge our sins. Judgment always begins at the house of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Or, as Isaiah says in chapter 3, verse 14, "Jehovah enters into judgment with the ancients of his people and with the princes thereof." Or, as God says again in Ezekiel 18, verse 30, "I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God." The 3 hours of darkness on Good Friday was Jehovah entering into judgment with you and with me. He came to judge our hearts and our will and our way. He came to judge our corruption and our filth and our foul depravity. He came to judge our pride and our envy and our sloth. He came to judge our drunkenness and our fornication and our worldliness. He came to judge our idolatry and our hypocrisy and our self-importance. He came to judge our lack of charity and our lack of like-mindedness and our abundance of strife. He came to judge our spiritual indifference and our lukewarmness and our cowardice. He came to judge our lies and our tolerance of lies and our love of lies. He came to judge our blasphemy and our heresy and our hatred. He came to judge our murder and our gossip and our hardness of heart. He came to judge our frivolity and our spiritual lightness and our earthly mindedness. He came to judge our false worship and our false love and our false words. He came to judge our Sabbath desecration and our profaning of holy worship and our taking his name in vain. He came to judge our rebellion and our disdain for his authorities and our insurrection. He came to judge our covetousness and our theft and our pleasure in unrighteousness. He came to judge all the wretched depths of us. And in short, Jehovah on Good Friday came to judge our sin. Why is Jehovah's judgment attended by darkness? The darkness is Jehovah's curse. The darkness is the blast of Jehovah's wrath against the wicked that drives them from him in terror and pain and wretchedness. The darkness is the opposite of God's face shining upon his people in light and blessing and peace. That's the benediction we hear on Sunday night. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Numbers 6, verse 25. The darkness, on the other hand, is God's face set against the wicked and turned away from the wicked. They do not see his face shining, but they see his anger and his wrath. The darkness is not God's grace and his favor, but his hatred and his curse, which casts the wicked from him. That darkness is awful. That judgment is terrible. And the 3 hours of darkness on Good Friday spoke of the dreadful curse of God against our sins. 3 hours of darkness. The curse of the living God. And yet, you live, and I live. How can that be? How can we still live with that darkness? And how is it that we are not consumed? That, too, belongs to the truth of the 3 hours of darkness. The darkness is the visit of the living God in judgment to curse our sins, but we are not cursed. And we are not consumed. And here we come to the central truth of the 3 hours of darkness, the truth with a capital T of the 3 hours of darkness. We are not consumed because Jehovah descended in judgment upon his only begotten Son in our place. In those 3 hours of darkness, which were his curse, Jehovah wrought our salvation in the wretchedness and the cursedness and the dying of his dear Son. Let us go then to Jesus in the 3 hours of darkness and hear the truth of the darkness. First, hear God's voice against our Lord. Cursed. That's what God said to Jesus. In the 3 hours of darkness, you are cursed. We know that's what God says because of what Galatians 3, verse 10, where we read, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Jesus himself had obeyed, oh yes, he did. He had obeyed every precept. Jesus had fulfilled every type of the Old Testament law. Jesus had obeyed. But our Lord took upon himself all of our disobedience and was cursed for it. Galatians 3, verse 13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." Second, as we are with Jesus in the 3 hours of darkness, hear Jesus' cry of anguish. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? As our Lord peered out from the cross, he could not see God's face. His eyes could not pierce the blackness to see the beaming, shining, glorious countenance of his Father. There was only darkness that he could see. There was only judgment. All he could make out were the roiling wreaths of wrath of Jehovah God. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Third, in the darkness with Jesus, hear the voice of God proclaiming the great exchange that he was accomplishing in that darkness. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, "For God hath made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." God came in judgment against Jesus Christ for all of our transgressions, that every one of them might be cleared from our account. And in place of all our transgressions, there is counted as ours the clean and perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. He was cursed for our hatred, and we are credited with his love. He was cursed for our filth, and we are credited with his purity. He was cursed for our pride, and we are credited with his humility. He was cursed for our blasphemy, and we are credited with his reverence. That's the exchange that God made in those 3 hours of darkness on the cross. Blessed exchange, blessed darkness. And finally, hear God declare the reason for this salvation. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And here again our Lord declared the same. John 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. The reason for the 3 hours of darkness was the love of God for you and the love of God for me. The reason for the 3 hours of darkness was the love of your Savior for you and the love of my Savior for me. 3 hours of darkness brought about by an eternity of divine love. 3 hours of darkness. It was unusual. It was divine. Jehovah covered his Son in his darkness that we might ever be covered with the light of his face. May God bless you and yours with that comfort this day.